Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's stage direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you
Hello.
By the Vic Devonport.
Hello!
Hello!
Johanna, hello!
Hello!
Welcome to the BFM studios on this Friday morning.
This is special Friday morning.
A little bit later this morning. A little bit later.
That is my fault. I slept in. I slept through my alarm.
You're amongst friends.
Look,
you're amongst friends.
Okay.
Do you know what? We were actually talking about this last night. When you have an alarm that's kind of soothing, it's like a nice way to wake up, but
I
does that, not do the trick.
No,
I find it better. I find it better. No. Years and years. I'm not one to obviously.
Okay, hang on. You find it better. In terms of
what? Waking up in a good
getting
mood.
Getting to work on time.
Oh. No, I knew you were gonna say that. I'm just saying about waking up in a frenzy and a panic. And I've had alarms, like one that's a helicopter that takes off and you have to go get it out of the room, and all I did was smash it to pieces with
you
my fist.
You had a literal helicopter as an alarm. That is unheard of.
So it takes off and goes, and you have to go get it and then put it back on the thing to stop the alarm.
That's crazy. That's a bit soothing. Like, I feel like that's kind of quieter.
That's awful.
And I actually need the one that's like,
You want a good... That's not noise. Yeah.
No, that's not right either. That's not right. That's kind of scary. I mean,
you need the one that's like,
and then I'm like,
how's it going?
Or like full club music.
Yeah.
Like, I need Sandstorm, actually.
But the thing is, have I got something to show you? Have I got something to show you?
Show me. Show me the money.
I can't show you on the air. I'll show
you
off the air.
Can you put Sandstorm on?
It's got Sandstorm on it.
Yeah, okay.
It's next
level. So you're
going to
show me off the air?
People who follow me on Twitter will know what I'm talking about.
So our beautiful listeners are just going to be like, cool, those little
Facts. Theatre. Let's get into the theatre.
Let's get into the theatre.
You need a ticket.
Yeah.
Where do you get them from? What are you going to go and see? There's so many choices.
So I've got three recommendations. Good. The first one is, she was in here last week, and I'm going to plug it again because I went to see it, and it's absolutely phenomenal. It's called Working on My Night Moves by Julia Croft and Nisha Madden.
I saw a little blurb about that somewhere last couple of days. I was reading it, and this picture of she sort of ladder hoisted over her shoulders, and the look in her eyes of I'm off out of space.
She's off. The Pantograph Punch wrote an amazing review of it, and it's like
the who?
The Pantograph Punch. Right. They're amazing review arts journal, and they were like. Julia, they're reframing the conversation around feminism, not just adding to it, which I think is really exciting. And it's just beautiful, and the ending is so good.
Oh, don't spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it. I will say, take a big bag, you will have to put it in a coat check because there's no seats.
Oh,
and you
yeah,
roam.
She said that. Yeah
it's
she said
really
it's like
cool.
A gig.
Oh, so
it is like, it feels like a gig.
You roam, like, so you don't even have to stay in the same spot.
But it's freestanding. No, you can move. You
like
can move.
Oh, like a free-range chicken.
You are like a free-range hot pocket chicken. I mean, you're not, because you're in the theatre. You're like, that's scary.
Excuse me, can I see your pockets, please? What have you got in there? Oh, it's a chicken.
It's a chicken. Anyways, and that's on at 8:30 at the Basement. For one more week, and it's on
one more whole week, every night.
No, Wednesday, no, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Today's Friday!
It's on
tonight!
Yes. And it's on next week. Yes.
We were in unison then.
Number two.
This is on next week, and I'll just find the exact date of because it's part of it. So it's the Auckland Arts Festival is on at the moment, which is kind of like Fancy Fringe. So the Fringe Festival was originally created in response to the Arts
but
Festival.
But it's still cool.
But I know you
lean towards Fringe, obviously. You're
yeah, I like. I'm a theatre maker of the people, Mikey. I don't know. Look, but the Arts Festival was amazing. They had Beach House was on.
Yeah.
As part of the Arts Festival.
Fortet
was on.
Death Cab for Cutie
was on last
night.
So this show is called Grand Finale, and it's by a company run by this dude called Hoffe Schechter from overseas. And I saw his show, like, literally 7 years ago as part of the Arts Festival in Wellington, and it literally changed my life.
Wow.
And it's called Grand Finale.
Tell.
And I'm pretty sure it's,
do
it's called
tell.
Sorry, Gravity.
Grand Finale.
Oh, Grand Finale.
And you have to look up for tickets because I don't think they're super cheap. But if you are feeling fancy and free, absolutely go. So the last show, Political Mother, that I saw, and it's actually dance, but it's very theatrical.
Where's that on?
That'll be on in a big theatre. Yes,
let's find out. It's on at the LTS Centre.
Yeah.
That's pretty big
and
theater.
It's on
Next week, Thursday,
Friday, and Saturday next week.
What is it? Give us a little
read on it. At 7:30.
How's it described on that site you've got there?
What's the blurb say?
I'll let you do it.
So it's part dance, part theatre, part intoxicating gig. Grand finale brilliantly captures precariousness of 21st century living through rapturous live music.
Yes.
Composed by Schechter, that's the guy who made the show. Performed live by an onstage band and furiously choreographed movement, a pulsating combination that will leave you breathless. And it's on an amazing, like, massive set of transforming monoliths and intense claustrophobic spaces. Join your apocalyptic reverie in the dance event to end all events.
Oh, did you hear that? Apocalyptic end all events.
This is kind of in the same vein as Nightmare. So we're going apocalypse at the moment.
I feel like we've been going apocalypse for the last 50 years.
And also the last play that I wanted. So that's called Grand Finale and it's on 7:30.
And it's about celebrating the end of the world.
Yes.
So it's very upbeat, very uplifting.
Yes.
Celebrate the end of the world. Well, hey, good on you, world. That was good.
Get it, world.
Good effort.
And the last play is also kind of an apocalyptic celebration of the end of the world, although celebration, I use that term loosely, and it's called Headsand, and that's on at the basement on the 26th of March, so that's the week after, till the 6th of April.
Headsand.
Is that sand. Like your head's in the sand?
Yes, it is like your head's in the sand. And it's seven scenes of chaos. It's written and directed by
Seven scenes of chaos.
A violation, an attack, an abuse of power.
Yes.
Those are all interesting topics.
Yes. But it's awesome. Written and directed by Ben Henson. The cast is phenomenal.
You're in it.
Yeah, I'm in it. I didn't want to say it on air, but I mimed it to Mikey.
It's your slot. You're allowed to say what you like.
But the cast members, like Michelle Hines, who runs the actors program, Sam Sneddon, Mel O'Dara, Sarade Cameron, Conan Hayes, Sheena Irving. Beautiful. Phenomenal cast. And it's bleak, funny, lots of acting, which is great.
Awesome. And that's from the 26th of March to the 6th of April?
At the basement, yes.
Beautiful, $20 to $30.
At 8 o'clock.
Do you have to learn many lines?
Mate, I've got so many lines. And have I learned them? Mostly.
So
I shouldn't say that on the radio, I feel like they're going to listen. But I will say that this is like some of the best like text and like performance that I've been able to sink my teeth into for a while, so it's very cool.
See you there.
That's
okay.
That's a huge comment.
Yeah.
Alright. So if the idea of going to the theatre thrills you, listener, then you've got a good couple of options there. Thank you very much, Hannah.
You are welcome. Thanks for having me.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Yes.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.